For American Family News, I'm Chris Woodward. It started an hour later than he said it would, but President Joe Biden did finally hold a press conference tonight after a NATO summit in Washington, D.C. He began by talking about the strength of NATO, the need to support Ukraine, and threw a few jabs at former President Donald Trump.
Excuse me. Meanwhile, my predecessor has made it clear he has no commitment to NATO. He's made it clear that he would feel no obligation to honor Article 5.
Biden then touted the economy and said Bidenomics is working.
Just this morning, we had a great economic report showing inflation is down. Overall prices fell last month. Core inflation is the lowest it's been in 3 years. Prices are falling for cars, appliances, and airfares. Grocery prices have fallen since the start of the year. We're going to keep working to take down corporate greed to bring those prices down further. Meanwhile, Trump's calling for a 10% tariff on everything Americans buy, including food from overseas, vegetables, and other necessities. And economists tell us that that would cost the average American working family another $2,500 a year. It's a tax of $2,500 a year.
When it came time for questions, the president made it clear that he was given a list of people to call on, something that's happened at many press conferences.
With that, I'll take your questions. I've been given a list of people to call on here.
The overwhelming majority of questions from reporters tonight involved criticisms about his health and mental state. Biden said he is determined on running and that he's passed various exams from his doctors.
If the neurologist tells me he thinks I need another exam, and by the way, I've laid every bit of the record out, hadn't hidden a thing. You ought to ask Trump for his, okay? I laid it all out. And every single day I'm surrounded by good docs. If they think there's a problem, I promise you, or even if they don't think it's a problem, they think I should have a neurological exam again, I'll do it. But no one's suggesting that to me now.
At times he coughed, then whispered, and even yelled on occasion. There were also gaffes, especially when he referred to his vice president as Vice President Trump.
I wouldn't have picked Vice President Trump to be vice president, but I think she was not qualified to be president.
Earlier in the day, Biden referred to Vladimir Zelensky as President Putin, something CNN said Democrats did not want to see.
In a moment on the world stage where the president is trying to project strength and lucidity, he was participating in an event for the Ukraine Compact to celebrate the alliance's defense of Ukraine. And in introducing Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky, President Biden had a gaffe that he'd been trying to avoid. Take a listen.
And now I want to hand it over to the president of Ukraine, who has as much courage as he has determination. Ladies and gentlemen, President Putin. President Putin. You can beat President Putin. President Zelensky. I'm so focused on beating Putin, we got to worry about it. Anyway, Mr. President.
I'm better.
As supporters of the president might say, that's just classic Biden. But Democrats who are in the middle of a crisis of confidence in the president's candidacy for re-election do not want to see that.
Near the end of tonight's press conference, Biden dismissed polls, saying there are a lot of polls, and they say all kinds of things, including him beating Trump. That prompted this reporter to ask, what if polls show Kamala has a better chance of beating Trump?
You earlier explained confidence in your vice president.
Yes.
If your team came back and showed you data that she would fare better against former President Donald Trump, would you reconsider your decision to stay in the race?
No, unless they came back and said, there's no way you can win. Me. No one's saying that. No poll says that.
And that's all our time for now. Find more news on AFN.net. Be sure to subscribe to our free daily email news briefs. And thanks for listening.